came up with the idea of the awards in 2014. I went to Jelf and said, would you like to do these awards? And they said, yes, we would. And we've grown them, and we now have awards in Gloucestershire, Oxfordshire, North Yorkshire, just about to launch Cumbria, Berkshire, and it's just going mad. And it's because the idea works. It's really simple, but it works. So, yes, things are very exciting, and really looking forward to being in Harrogate in January.
There are so many charities, when you think about it, who do some amazing work. And I know there's a focus on three awards in particular, isn't there? So what are those three awards?
There are indeed. So our awards are completely different, and I think you kind of have to wipe your mind clean of all awards you've ever heard of before to understand how ours work. Ours is a way of charities saying thank you to their corporate supporter. So say I run a charity and say, Pete, you are the corporate supporter, you are a business who supports me, you either fundraise for me or you just come in and fix my photocopier for free. And I, as a charity, want to say thank you, Pete, you've done a great job. I would nominate you for one of our awards. If you win one of our awards, I, as the charity, would receive a £1,000 gift from Jelf to say thank you, and obviously to top up the charity's coffers. So there are three awards. There's the Jelf Award, which is for any North Yorkshire charity, and it must be a local charity. It cannot be a regional branch of a national charity. For any local charity who has an income of over £200,000 a year, so that's for the big boys, because they'll know how to do it and they'll be very slick at filling out their forms. Then we have the Harrogate Award, which is for any local North Yorkshire charity with an income of under £200,000. So that's for the smaller guys who aren't quite so practiced, but we wanted to give them a level playing field. And each of those awards comes with a £1,000 prize. Then the final award is an individual award. Any charity can enter it. They nominate one individual person. You know, that amazing person who always just goes over and above. They nominate that person. The prize for that person is a £300 weekend away, again, courtesy of Jelf, should they be the winner of the individual award.
Amazing stuff. Now, time is of the essence, as we always say, because entries close Friday, the 23rd of November. So if somebody's listening now thinking, oh, we know, insert name here, how do they go about nominating that person or that business?
It's all online. If you go to allthews.localbusinesscharityawards.co.uk. If you're feeling clever, put in /North Yorks. If you're not, just go to the front page and you'll find all the links to it. You'll find the page to enter whichever award is the suitable one for your charity. It's completely free to enter. It is completely free to even turn up to the awards. A lot of the charities I've been speaking to in the last few weeks, and believe me, I've spoken to most of them, I've said, Louise, how much am I going to have to pay to take a table at the awards? Nothing. Every single penny of this is covered by Jelf Insurance. There is not one penny that you have to pay. So please feel free to enter and have a go. And you never know, you might be £1,000 better off at the end of it.
It's an amazing idea. Brilliant stuff. And the Big Bash is going to be held St Wilfrid's Church, Duchy Road in Harrogate, for those who don't know. And it's just going to be a nice evening of celebrating, isn't it, come January?
It is. And we also, very fussy, we will only serve food that's locally grown, sown, harvested and reared. And we have the team from Resurrected Bites Restaurant at St Mark's Church doing the catering for us. So we try and keep all of the money within the charities and in the county.